Good morning again, everybody. Thank you for those of you who are here. We are going to get started right away. I'm reading from Psalm 42 this morning, and I have some other scriptures to share with us. So we'll start at Psalm 42. And welcome everyone, Sister Titilayo, Sister Mary, Brother Kolapo, Sister Alexis, Sister Pearl, Sister Mammy, and of course my wife, Lady Ebon. Welcome everyone. We're getting started now. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Father, we pray, Lord, let us appear before you today. Let us not appear before men. We are coming, Lord, to present ourselves to you. We pray, Lord, that there will be a lifting up. Whereas there is a casting down, let there be a lifting up. In the name of Jesus, my soul. The psalmist said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? That's our topic this morning. Praise the Lord. My tears, he said, have been my meat day and night. He said, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Whatever the situation is, the challenges, our joy, and our challenges, our faith, and our hope, and our trust in God. Let's see what the psalmist said here. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, and with the multitude that kept holy days. You know, sometimes we go into the house of God, we come into these rooms and people are rejoicing, give you testimony. But there may be a sorrow of heart. There may be a disquietness inside. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Verse 5. Why art thou disquieted in me? And his answer to himself, hope thou in God. He tells his own soul, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And then he turns to God again and says, oh my God, my soul is indeed cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and from the Hamonites, and from the hill Mizar. And land of Jordan was a sweet land. River Jordan was there. Hamon was one of the bigger mountains. Mizar was a small one. But up or down, pleasant or otherwise, said, are we yet praise the Lord? The deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. He said, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and at night his song shall be with me, and my prayer shall be unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock. There are times that people feel like this. Sometimes we feel like this. Why hast thou forsaken me or forgotten me? Why do I go mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, and they say unto me daily, where is thy God? Our chief enemy is the devil, and he will reproach you. Why art thou cast down? He said, O my soul. And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. It's the second time he's saying that. For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and he is my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down. It is the very nature of life. Hard to be up all the time. Our hope and prayer is that, you know, we are up most of the time, but when we are down, we find the strength to get up. And so this is an encouragement this morning to look at some scriptures that can help us to bounce back, basically. It says here in Proverbs 24 and verse 16, the righteous man, he can get knocked down multiple times, but he's going to get back up. Glory to God. A just man will fall seven times and rise it again. It's one thing to get knocked down. It's another thing to stay down. Stay down for the count, the devil says. And when they knock down the boxer and he's down on the canvas, his corner is trying to tell him to get up. But the other corner says, stay down. And the referee counts. And as long as he gets up before the 10 count, he's still in the fight. But if he stays down for the 10 count, then he's out of the fight. The enemy says, stay down. You're knocked down, kicked around. You're down already. Might as well throw in the towel and stay down for the count and lose the fight. That's what the enemy, the other corner wants. But your corner says, get up. Don't give up. And don't give in. Well, that's a whole lot easier said than done. Easier said than done. To get up when you're knocked down. But let's see what the scripture says. We have to do. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, God gives his own prescriptions. When things are going well, he tells us that, well, we should sing songs and be merry. But when things are not going too well, he says we should pray. James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is any among you afflicted or distressed? I would say. Is any perplexed? Is anyone cast down? Let him pray. If you are merry, sing psalms. If you are cast down, you pray. So we'll be praying this morning. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord together. The book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. He says, look, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I am down, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. There are days that you may be down. But we got to pick up the pieces. The Lord will help us. There are days that you feel like you are in the dark. One moment, everything is good. The next moment, you are in the dark. But you must pick up the pieces. And we must rejoice again in the Lord. Here is another way that the psalmist put it. You know, how it feels sometimes when you're going through. And there's different kinds of going through. Going through for one thing or the other. But we always find ourselves going through. And even when we think everything is fine, the next moment, out of nowhere, you are going through. Psalm 102. It says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call upon you. Answer me, Lord, speedily. And here's his prayer. My soul was cast down, for my days are consumed like smoke. My bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten. His heart is broken. Withered like a grass. Withered like the grass. I forget to even eat. You know? He can't even think of food. His appetite is gone. His mouth has no taste left in it. His heart is smitten by reason of the voice of my groaning. My bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I feel like an owl in the desert. And I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone upon the house door. He feels all alone. There is no help. There is no picker-upper. And you're all alone. So when you're all alone, and when there is no help, what do you do? He said, my days, verse 11, are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like the grass. And he begins to call upon the Lord, but he begins to try to encourage himself as well. You know, so these are the things of life. It's up one day, down the next. But he said, look, my Lord, when I called upon him, he brought me out, and I waited patiently for him. And he brought me out of the miry clay. Psalm 40. We're going to read from Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. He was going through at many times. He was going through. But he waited patiently for the Lord and inclined his voice unto me and heard my cry. He brought me also up out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock and established my goings, or re-established my goings. You know, if you are at the point of distress, your soul is so distressed. They say, my soul is so distressed, but the Lord reestablished my goings. And I put a new song in my mouth. May the Lord reestablish our goings. The Lord put a new song back in your mouth. Even praise unto our God. Let many see it. Let them fear. Put your trust in the Lord. Say, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. And respected not the proud, or such as turn aside to lies. You know, he encouraged himself many times in the Lord. You know, here's how, you know, even Isaiah the prophet, here is how he puts it. When you feel down in the doldrums, when you are cast down, when it feels like, you know, the light is not shining, and it's a heavy burden. You know, what must you do? That's what he says in Isaiah 52 and verse 2. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down and loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Encouragements here and there to pick ourselves up when it feels like we are down. Job said in Job chapter 14, and verse 7. He said, look, there is hope of a tree. Actually, it's written in Job chapter 14, verses 7 to 9. You know, there is hope of a tree, though it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Glory to God. You know, it will sprout again. You know, but before he said that, let me even read verse 1. You know, so we get a context for this thing. It's a man that is born of a woman. It's a few days and full of trouble. It's always trouble. It seems like, you know, one day everything's going well. The Next thing you know, all of a sudden there's trouble out of nowhere. And he says, he come and fall like a flower. You know, one day he's flourishing, the next day he's cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow. So, the psalmist said, my days are like a shadow that declineth. Continueth not. And so forth. And he brings, you know, begin to say all of these things. The number of his months in the hands of the Lord. But he said, there is hope of a tree, or it be cut down, that it will sprout again. There is hope that the tender branches will come up again. Even the root, though it be waxing old in the earth, and the stalk die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, it will bud. Sometimes we need just a little scent of water. Sometimes we need a picker-upper. And here's what even the friends of Job said to him in Job chapter 4. They said to Job, they said, look, Job chapter 4, you know, verse 3. You have instructed many, and you have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have holding up those that are falling, and you have strengthened even the feeble knees. But now, you know, happened to you, and you are down. You faint. It touches you, and you are troubled. So when you are the picker-upper, who picks you up when you are down? It's what they are telling Job here. You've always been the one that strengthened everybody's hands. You've been the one, the encourager. You've been the one that strengthened all the feeble knees. You've been the one that hold them up when they are down. But now, who's going to hold you up? Who holds up the picker-upper? Who picks up the picker-upper? Who holds up the one that holds everybody up? And then when he's down or she's down, who holds them up? The Lord. The Lord is the one that will hold everyone up that trusted in him. Psalm 3 and verse 3 says, you know, thou art my shield, O Lord. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. He is my glory, and he is the lifter up of my head. He says again, as part of encouraging himself, you know, in Psalm 24, he said, look, lift up your heads, you know, O ye gates, be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. You know, Psalm 24 and verse 7. And the King of glory shall come in. Says again in verse 9. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, even he shall come in. Well, even the, you know, Apostle Paul himself has testimony like that. You know, but at the end, he said, look, you know, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Thanks be unto God causes us always to triumph. Even in all our ups and downs, he will cause us to triumph. And he will make manifest the savor of his knowledge in us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to some of the things that, you know, Paul recounted of all the troubles and how, you know, he encouraged himself in the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. And sometimes you are even distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You know, sometimes we even despair of life. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Sometimes it feels like we are forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Sometimes it feels like you're all alone. So these people, they encourage themselves to pick themselves up in the Lord. Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7, He said, I will encourage myself in the Lord, and I will not be dismayed, because the Lord will help me. No matter whether I'm down or up, well, most particularly when you're down. When your soul is distressed, when our souls are distressed, then we turn unto the Lord and say, Thou, O Lord, will help me. Because I know that I will not be confounded. He says it clearly. There's his testimony. The Lord God will help me. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. The Lord will help me. He will pick me up. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. And who will contend with me? He said, let us stand together. Where's my adversary? Let them come near. But the Lord God will help me. That's right. The Lord will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? They all shall wax old as a garment, and the moth shall eat them up. And here is what he said. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? You obeyeth the voice of his servant. But it looks like you are walking in darkness and had no light. Well, you had light at one time. You are on the cloud, on the mountain one time. Now you are down in the doldrums. You are down in the valleys. It looks like you are darkness all around. Can't hear the voice of God. There is none that helpeth. There is no picker-upper. And you feel all alone. You feel like a pelican, you know, in the wilderness. An owl in the desert. He said, look, stay upon the name of your God. If you feel like that, feel like you are in darkness and you feel like you have no light, well, let him trust in the name of the Lord. Let him stay upon his God. Glory to God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, compass yourselves about with sparks. Well, you know, there are things that will create sparks, not good sparks, that create fire. There are things that bring distress, you know. The Lord is the one that will deal with that situation. He will help you. He will cause you, you know, to have the victory and be the glory and the lifter up of your head. Every time that we go through, we got to remember, you know, the words of David that said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? You know, whatever it is, he said. And there was a, you know, he probably wrote that psalm, you know, after the story of Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30. When they came back from fighting, all the people and him that were, all him and all the people that were with him, they found that the Amalekites had burnt Ziklag, which is where they camped out at the time, carried away their wives captive and everything, sons and daughters, burned the whole place with fire. But thankfully, they didn't kill anybody, but they carried them all away. And everybody's soul was distressed because they followed David, and now all this evil befell them. And he said, look, we went to fight with you, but now we are here. All our families are gone. Everybody cried until they couldn't cry anymore. David himself and the people wanted to stone him because of all the evil that befell them. They said, look, this thing came upon us because of you. And so David himself was greatly distressed. Was Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he said, why thou cast down, O my soul? You know, I think that may have been the time he wrote this Psalm 42. Who knows? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? He says it you know, a couple of times, and he encouraged himself, said, look, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, because he's my help, and he's my countenance, he's the light of my countenance, and he will be, you know, the lifter up of my head. He said it in Psalm 42, verse 5. He said it in verse 11 of that same verse. And you go to Psalm 43 and verse 5, he said the same thing again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and he is my God. Habakkuk gave his own testimony. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. You know, things were not good at all. His was economic challenges. But whatever it is, although the fig tree shall not blossom, he said in Habakkuk 3 and 17. You know, he said, look, there's no fruit on the vines. All these things happening. In fact, let me read from the verse 16. You know, there were trouble in the land that he heard about. He said, my lips quivered at the voice. The rottenness entered into my bones and I trembled in myself. You know, I wonder how I'm going to get rest in a day of trouble. And so on and so forth. But he said, look, even though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. And I say, you know, that even when your soul is distressed, when there seems to be no light and it's in darkness, what should we do then? He said, well, let me rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will cause me to walk upon my high places again. Glory to God. So are you cut down? Are you knocked down? But don't stay down for the count. We are troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. Even when we are distressed, the Lord will pick us up. You are cut down, but the Lord said there is a lifting up. Let's see how they put it again in Job chapter 22. And he begins to talk about, you know, some of these things, you know. But he said in verse 29 of Job 22, when everything is down, it is time for you to say, there is still a looking up. When men are cast down, it is time for you to say, there is a lifting up. Is there a lifting up today? Will the Lord save the humble person? And you are cast down, shall your soul say that there is a lifting up? Let's make our prayer unto the Lord even today. You know, it's not easy when you are going through, but there is grace from the Lord. They told him, you are the one that holds everybody up. And you are the one that the picker-upper, the holder-upper. But now, you yourself are down. Well, who's going to help you? Who's going to pick you up? Yeah, you're the one that pick everybody up. But it happens to you now. And you faint. Well, let's not faint. Even in the day of adversity. Let's pick up strength. Again. Proverbs chapter 24. And verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Well, indeed, our strength is small when adversity is all around. especially when our soul is so distressed, when there is anguish, when there is pain, when trouble comes at you from any side, you know, unexpectedly, your soul is weighed down. What must we do at that time? Well, we must encourage ourselves in the Lord. And we must say, Lord, you are the lifter of my glory. You are the lifter up of my head. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? The Lord will go before me. He will make yet the crooked places straight. The Lord will be a light unto me yet. And the Lord will pick me up. I will not stay down for the count, Micah said, but I will get up again. Glory to God. Here's how Paul put it again in the book of Romans, you know, chapter 8. And he said, what is it, the thing, you know, that can separate us from the love of God? You know, sometimes it just feels like his love is not there. Because the enemy will come at you, you know, from all sides, you know. But he said, look, you know, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. What shall separate us, he said, from the love of Christ? Romans 8 and 35. Shall tribulation or distress, when your soul is heavy and your soul is down, shall persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or even the sword. So that it's written, oh, we are sick, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Sheep for the slaughter. There's no help, there's no escaping, it looks like, for that sheep. But he said, look, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Not just even conquerors, but more. Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, Paul said. Now may we, each of us that is in the room today, be persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height when you are up, nor death when you are down, nor any other creature, I'll be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So when you are down, the Lord will pick you up. When he feels your days feel like the shadow that declineth, when you feel like a pelican in the wilderness and an owl in the desert, a sparrow alone on the housetops, the Lord will be there with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us encourage ourselves in the Lord this morning. Let's hold each other up in prayer. Let's confirm the feeble knees. You know, let's help to raise up the hands, you know, that are hanging down. Glory to God. You know, so we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. No matter what he's going through, no matter what it looks like at the moment. Here's another way that the psalmist put it. And I love this, the way he put it. Well, there's sorrow of heart sometimes. But he said, look, sorrow may endure for a night. Psalm 30 and verse 5. But he said, joy, doubtless, is coming in the morning. Glory to God. So there may be sorrow of heart. There may be heaviness. There may be casting down. But joy is coming in the morning. The darkness of night cannot last forever. The day must break. Glory to God. When the day breaks, joy is coming. So is your soul cast down? Why is your soul cast down? Why is it disquieted within you? Raise your head up. Speak to your soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Why shall I yet praise him? Glory to God. Because he is my help, the light of my countenance. He will be the light to shine upon me when I'm in darkness, when I feel like that sparrow on the housetop all alone, when I feel like that pelican in the wilderness and the owl in the desert, when my days feel like a shadow that declineth, and feel like grass that are withered, when my heart is heavy, and when burden is all around me, when I'm afflicted, and I have sorrow of heart, and I'm so distressed, my soul is cast down. That will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will say to my soul, behold, thy salvation cometh. Thy God, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. Now vain is the help of man. And woe unto the person that puts their trust in man, because they can't help you. You know, they can't. But the Lord, he will help you. But there can be help also through prayer. When we pray for one another, when we lift one another up, glory to God, we strengthen the hands that are feeble. We support. The Bible says that woe unto the person that's alone, because when he falls, there's no one to pick him up. But if there's a picker-upper, I can pick you up. That's a good thing. But let's not leave one another wounded like that. You know the story in Luke chapter 10. They left the man wounded like that. You know, they left him. He was wounded, but they left him. The priest came by and he left him wounded like that. The Levite came by and he left him wounded like that. And sometimes even, well, there's a lot of church folks that feel wounded and hurt, you know, and see, people just leave them wounded like that. You got to pick them up. You got to help bind their wounds. But the religious folks, they didn't do it. They just left him wounded like that. And they went on their business. And in their hearts, who knows what they were thinking? You know, we don't know what they were thinking. They were probably thinking, well, you should have stayed in Jerusalem and not wandered to Jericho. Because the man went down from Jerusalem, which was the house of God. He was trying to go to Jericho, which was Sin City. And he fell among thieves. And so they said, well, should have stayed in the house of God. But whatever the case was, this man was wounded. They left him half dead. And everyone that came by, who should have helped him? First the priest? No. Then the Levite? No. Well, finally, a Samaritan who was despised. You know, they despised the Samaritans. You know, they didn't like the Samaritans. They despised all the Samaritans. They had no dealings. The Bible said the Jews had no dealings, you know, with the Samaritans. And Jesus, you know, sometimes, you know, when they, in fact, when they saw Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, you know, they were, why is he talking to this woman? Because, you know, they did not, you know, they didn't have any dealings, he said, with the Samaritans. They despised them. You know, and, but this was the Samaritan that helped in this case. You know, are you going to be that good Samaritan? That's what we call this story. The good Samaritan. You know. Are you going to be that good Samaritan that will help a person that's not? Are you going to be that picker-upper? You know? or are you going to leave them wounded like that? Well, the Lord will never leave you wounded like that. You know, the Lord will always be there. I would never leave you nor forsake you. You know, when they wanted to dishonor Jesus, the Jews, they called him a Samaritan. Because it was, a Samaritan was somebody that they didn't care about. They said to him in John chapter 8, verse 48, did we not say that you are a Samaritan and you had a devil? You know, so to them, being a Samaritan was a bad thing. Didn't we say you are a Samaritan? I mean, that was a dishonor that they put on Christ. You know, so they, you know, everybody little regarded the Samaritans. They had no dealings with them. But this was a Samaritan that got off his horse, got off his donkey, had pity on the man that was wounded on the side of the road like that. You know, attended to his wounds and bound up his wounds and put him on his own donkey or his own, you know, beast, and took him to the inn, found a place where they could take care of him. And he said, look, you take care of this man. I'm going somewhere. When I come back, you know, I'll pay everything that's due. Here's what I got right now. Put a deposit on it. I'll pay the rest when I get back. Take care of this man. Glory to God. You know, the Lord sent that Samaritan there, but he also showed a story. In that story, when it's talking about who's my neighbor. Well, who is your neighbor then? Is your neighbor the one that leaves you wounded like that? Or is your neighbor the one that's acted as a picker-upper? The good Samaritan was a picker-upper. He picked this guy up. Did not leave him wounded like that. But in your heart, today may be sorrow. Well, the sorrow will not last forever. And we're going to pray even now that the burden will be lifted. The heaviness of heart will be lifted. The sorrow of heart. When you are so distressed, when you begin to be very heavy, when you're all alone, and it seems like there's no help inside, remember, you know, the Lord said that there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up, and you should encourage yourself too. Why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted inside of me? Hope thou in God, he told himself. For I shall yet praise him. He's the help of my countenance. May the Lord give everyone the grace to do the same. Encourage yourself in the Lord today, knowing that whatever setback, God can use it to set you up for even a greater comeback. Glory to God. You know, so the setbacks, the downcastedness, and all of these things, the Lord can turn it around and do something great with it. First, the Lord will lift the heavy burdens. You know, this is the power of God that is able to lift the heavy burdens. Is this not the fast the Lord said that I, you know, have ordained? Because he said, look, a certain fasting you do that I care not about because you don't do it right. But he said the real fast, you know, the real fast is for you to lose the bands of wickedness. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, said the Lord, Isaiah 58 and verse 6, to lose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? There are heavy burdens, sorrow of heart, distress, you know, and whatever the situation of life throws at you and throws at us. No one is exempted. We're not exempted from these ups and downs. You can begin to be very sorrowful at times. It could be whatever. There was even a time that Jesus himself began to be very sorrowful. He said, was greatly amazed and distressed. He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. You know, and he was all alone. His disciples, they wouldn't pray with him. They left him all alone. He went through that Gethsemane by himself. You know, there was nobody to help him. Will you not pray with me 1 hour? No. I went asleep on him. Came back again an hour later. Can't you watch with me just 1 hour? I mean, in his darkest hour, there was none to help. Came back again the third time. It took him maybe 3 hours to accomplish what he could have accomplished in 1 hour. If the others had joined with him and prayed with him. But he was all alone. And he said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. He was greatly distressed. When the scriptures say, he began to be greatly amazed. And sometimes we are greatly distressed on account of whatever it is. But let us pick up ourselves. Shake yourself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Say to your soul, be not cast down, but be thou lifted up. Trust in God. Behold thy God, thy salvation cometh. Glory to God. And Father, so I pray with everyone in the room today. Now you are on stage because I want you to join in this prayer. I want us to pray together. That's why you are here. You know, let's pray together. Let's believe God together. Glory to God. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. So I pray, and I want you to pray with me. If you're on stage, lose your mind. Let's begin to pray against the heavy burdens. He said, this is the time to lose, to undo the heavy burdens.
Yes.
To let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke.
Okay.
This is the time, you know, to break every yoke, to lose the heavy burdens. Glory to God. This is the time, Father, I pray that you lose the heavy burdens. The burden that the devil puts upon us. Remember, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. The devil will put the burdens upon you and put you down or try to put you down. Open your mouth and be. Let's pray together. Are you here with me this morning? Can you pray with me? Jesus said, can you pray with me an hour? The friends of Job, they said to him, well, you pick everybody up. What happens to you when you are down? Who's going to pick you up? Your prayers, one for another, will pick each other up. Glory to God. Nobody is exempt from this. You know, nobody is exempt from feeling all alone at times. Even the Lord Jesus, he felt it.
I give you praise, Lord.
He felt all alone.
Thank you.
Nobody is exempt. There are times that you are going to feel all alone. There are times that the heavy burdens will, you know, weigh you down. There are times that your soul will be cast down inside of you. What must you do at that time? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. Let's pray together. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Likabo Shandari Kabo Sheke Kabo. Rebos Kandalira Boshekaralabos. The Bible says, is any man afflicted? Are you distressed? Let him pray. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, against the distress, against the oppressive spirits and the heavy burdens and every yoke, glory to God, that the devil will try to put upon us, let it be broken. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord, I trade. Let's trade our sorrows. Trade our sorrows in today in the name of Jesus. Let us know that joy is coming. God is going to make you happy and joyful again. He will ease the pain and he will lift you up in the name of Jesus. May you receive grace of the Lord that your head will be lifted up. She said, the Lord, I lifted up my head above my enemies. When the enemies came up against my soul, eat up my soul, they stumbled and fell. The devil will come up against you, will eat up your joy. you know, put you down so that you cannot rejoice. But may we receive strength of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. There are many trials of life. You know, and some from even unexpected quarters. But the Lord, He is your stay. Glory to God. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? That obeyeth the voice of His servant, and yet walketh in darkness and hath no light, and he seems all alone. Let him stay upon his God. And let him trust in the Lord. For the Lord, He will lift him up. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift up today, O God, the souls that are cast down. Let the souls that are cast down receive a lifting up in the name of Jesus. Let the heavy burdens be undone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The weight of condemnation, let it be undone. The weight of sin, let it be undone. The weight of the accusing finger, let it be undone. In the name of Jesus. The weight of the aha, aha, let it be undone. All the tokens of the liar, let them be broken. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, look, the Bible says, you know, look daily for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. Father, I present everyone that's in the room, myself and everyone that's here. We present ourselves before you under the blood of Jesus. We present the righteousness of Christ and not our own. We present the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Lord, thou art our glory. Thou art the lifter up of our head. In the name of Jesus, every oppressing spirit, every heavy burden, let them be lifted up. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Grace. Faith. We bring forth the headstone thereof. Find grace. Grace unto it. Glory to God. Not by might, nor by power. May the Lord lift every burden in the name of Jesus. The great Holy Spirit is the burden breaker. Let him break the heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Let the light of God shine through even the darkness in the name of Jesus. Let you, every one of us, may we receive strength to get up and not stay down. May we receive strength even today to get up and not stay down. In the name of Jesus. The righteous man falleth 7 times, but he arises again. Glory to God. The burdens and the oppressing spirit that the enemy put upon us, may we receive grace and strength to shake them off even today. Shake thyself from the dogs. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Who is it that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Glory to God. Let's rise up in the name of Jesus. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Holy Hashi Talorobusan. We come against the spirit of discouragement. Every spirit of dismay. Every spirit of discouragement. All the heavy bodies that try to say you cannot go on. Marakundo Shikarabu Sandi Nabakas. Lebros Kitani Bashendaribaku. Break every yoke, Lord. Break every yoke. In the name of Jesus. Lift the heavy burdens of God. In the name of Jesus. Arabo Shekelida Bakuria Basanda. Cast not therefore away your confidence. The Lord, that had great recompense of reward. Father, we lift up our voices and our eyes unto the Lord this morning to receive strength and confidence. May we receive grace to put on that confidence again. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills even this morning. From whence cometh my help? Glory to God. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord is my help, and he will not leave me wounded like that. Glory to God. Say unto your soul, Lord is my help. Hallelujah. And he will not leave me wounded like that. Say unto your soul, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. I pray for healing. Healing from sorrow of heart. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I pray for healing against the distress. In the name of Jesus. I pray for healing from the heavy burdens. The breaking of the yoke off of everyone's neck. In the name of Jesus. For in that day, the Lord said, I will break, you know, the Assyrian in my land. Glory to God. I will cause his burden to be lifted up off your shoulder. And the dark, he said, all of this will be broken because of the anointing. The anointing will break the yoke. Glory to God. I pray in the name of Jesus, the anointing of grace to receive strength even before the Lord and from the Lord today, that we will arise. We will not stay down. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall come to pass in that day, Isaiah 10 and 27, that his burden shall be taken away from thy shoulder, and his yoke off of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke of heaviness, the yoke of distress, the yoke of dismay, the yoke that put you down and try to keep you down, the yoke of distress upon your soul. My soul is sore distressed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it shall come to pass, even as it is this day. Let that burden be broken. Let the yoke be removed. In the name of Jesus, because of the anointing of the Lord. Glory to God. I pray for grace, that I may receive grace. I pray for my brothers and sisters that are in the room, that they may receive grace as well. In the name of Jesus, every one of us, let's receive grace this morning. Join us in the prayer. We're just praying for one another right now. So join us in the prayer. Let's pray for one another. Glory to God. Pray, pray, Jesus said. Glory to God. Let's strengthen one another. Let's hold up our brother. Hold up your sister. Hold up everybody that's in the room. Look in the room and see the people that are here. Begin to call their names and begin to pray for them. One by one. Call their names out and pray for them. In the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Light. Glory to God. I pray for Sister Michelle and Sister Mami and Brother Sam. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you are going through, when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Bible says the Lord will lift up his standard against him. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Even here this morning. Glory to God. Everyone that's in the room right here. According to the word of the Lord. The enemy has brought even, you know, all of these things. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon us. And the enemy are coming like a flood. Isaiah 59 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. May the Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard in your life against the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He said he will be broken because of the anointing. The Lord said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Glory to God. And he has appointed me, you know, to give unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Glory to God. And the oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Glory to God. That you might be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. That the Lord might be glorified. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. I pray that we will receive the garment of praise on here this morning. Trading in that for the spirit of heaviness. Trade the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. In the name of Jesus. Trade even the spirit of mourning and ashes for the beauty of the Lord and for the joy, the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus. I pray that we receive grace, you know, to obtain. He said they shall obtain gladness and joy and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Oh, mashetarebo sikandalabokai. Gladness and joy. May we obtain gladness and joy even here this morning. In the name of Jesus. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon their heads. Glory to God. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Glory to God. The ransom of the Lord. Is there any ransom of the Lord in the house here this morning? May you obtain everlasting joy. May you obtain joy and gladness. May sorrow and sighing and the spirit of heaviness flee away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They shall obtain gladness and joy. The goodness of the Lord upon the people of God. We declare and decree today that you receive strength. Receive strength. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I have come to receive strength. I have come, Lord, to receive strength. May we receive strength of the Lord today. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that's in here with us today. I pray for my wife, Ebun, Sister Titi Lyo. I pray for Sister Mary, Brother Kolapo, Sister Alexis. I pray for Sister Pearl and Sister Lola, Sister Veronica, and Sister Grace. I pray for every one of you this morning. Wherever there is any burden and any heaviness of heart, in the name of Jesus, may it be broken. May you receive grace and strength. Pick up the pieces this morning. Don't stay down for the count. Shake thyself from the doors. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said yes. Even though they say, oh yeah, you being the one that picked people up, and who's going to pick you up now? So the Lord said, I will pick you up. Glory to God. I've got you in my hands. I've got you in the graving of my arms. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for the grace. Thank you for the strength. Strength unto the weak. Power for the faint. In the name of Jesus. Is there any faint-hearted here this morning? Is there anyone that is distressed and does not feel like continuing or going on because of the pressure, because of the oppression, and because of the distress and the sorrow of heart? May it be lifted this morning by the power of the Lord. Lift the heavy burdens. Break in pieces the bars, the gates of brass, the bars of iron. Let the Holy Spirit break them in pieces, even on this morning, in the name of Jesus. I pray that no one will be left wounded like that. Let there be the oil that will bind up your wounds, to bind up your wounds, heal the wounds, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let there be a soothing. Is there no balm in Gilead this morning? Let the balm of Gilead, let it bind up the brokenhearted in the name of Jesus. Soothing to people here this morning in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, whatever time of day, morning, afternoon, or evening, or whatever, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. I will say of the Lord, he is my strength. He is my shield. He is my buckler. And he's my help. I will say of the Lord, he's my glory and the lifter up of my head. Can you say of the Lord that the Lord is your glory? The Lord is the lifter up of my head. Can you say of the Lord that he is my shield, he is my strength, and he's my song? He's become my salvation and my song. Hallelujah. Can you say of the Lord today that he is my salvation? Glory to God. The Lord is our salvation. The Lord is our strength. When the enemy comes to eat up your flesh, the Lord will rise up on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord said, surely I have seen their affliction. But now I heard their cry. I'm set to go and deliver them. May the Lord, send deliverance. Deliver arrows of deliverance. We send your way. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Break through everything that's been causing the casting down of the soul, that is causing the start, causing this casting down of the spirit in the name of Jesus. Let there be a lifting up. Hallelujah. It says, even the sorrow of heart and a broken spirit, dry it up the bones. Lord, bring merriment and bring joy into the hearts of the people. A word fitly spoken is like pictures of gold in apples of silk. Let there be a word in season in the name of Jesus. Let our words be seasoned with, let it be with grace and seasoned with salt, that we may know how to answer everyone, to lift them up and not leave them wounded like that. Let us be like Joseph that will say, why look you so sadly today? Let us be sensitive and call out, strength and grace for one another. In the name of Jesus, let there be strength of the Lord. Receive the mantle of grace and the mantle of strength even today. We'll continue. The journey is long. We must continue until the Lord comes. We must continue. We cannot fall by the wayside. It's a long journey. The long journey is great. We must guard up. Say, guard up thy strength. Put on thy garments. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Put on the garments of salvation. Guard up thy strength in the name of Jesus. And stand up and take one step after another. Put your step in his footsteps, for he has gone ahead of you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give grace to everyone, to overcome the heavy spirit of heaviness. Let the oil of joy come upon us. Anoint our heads, O Lord, today with the oil of joy. Everyone that's in the room, let the oil of joy come upon you in the name of Jesus. That situation that brought heaviness, may the Lord dispel it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Dispel the heaviness. Dispel the reason why the spirit and the soul are cast down in the name of Jesus. Let there be a lifting up, even for everyone in this room this morning. Let there be a lifting up in the name of Jesus. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will hope in the God of my salvation. For I shall yet praise him, because he is my help, the light of my countenance. Glory to God. The Lord is the one that strengthened my hands, the psalmist said. Hallelujah. He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will cause me to ride upon my high places in the name of Jesus. And he will reestablish my goings. And he will cause me to leap over walls and to run through troops. He will cause even a bow of steel to be bent by my arms. The Lord will do all these things for me in the name of Jesus. For I shall put my trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Is that your declaration this morning? Can you say, like Isaiah said, that I know the Lord God will help me and I will not be confounded? I know the Lord will be my stay and he will be the lifter of my head and I shall not be ashamed. Therefore will I set my face like a flint. I'm not going to let any of these things bother me. Glory to God. The Bible says, and Paul said it. He said, look, we are made like the offscouring of the earth. All these things come upon us and so forth like that. But we know that we will never be destroyed. Cast down, but not forsaken. Knocked down, but not down for the count. Glory to God. We will get up again in the name of Jesus. May everyone that is in this room today receive grace, receive strength for your various situations. In your moments when you feel all alone. In the moments when you feel like a pelican in the wilderness and an owl in the desert. And you feel like a sparrow upon the housetop all alone. May you remember that the Lord is with you. In the days when your days feel like shadow that decline it, and you feel, like even the grass that withereth away. May you receive the garment of praise to praise him. And may the spirit, the breeze of his spirit refresh you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Even as we have prayed for one another. May the land of the Lord be strong upon us for good, to hold us up, even in the day of trouble. In the day of distress, may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. In the day of sorrow of heart, may the Lord cause his power to lift you up in the name of Jesus. And may you never feel left alone and wounded and left like that. No, may you never feel like that in the name of Jesus. The Lord will pick you up. And the Lord will give you joy again. The Lord will strengthen you. In the name of Jesus, strengthen you for the journey, because the journey is long and it's not over yet. And I will break the power of oppressing spirits and discouragement and dismay. Let there be grace upon everybody to be strengthened in the inner man, even on today, to carry on the journey in the name of Jesus. As it is this day, Lord, we thank you. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. We thank you because your grace has appeared to us even in this room this morning, causing us to lift up our heads. You are, O Lord, the glory, our glory, and the lifter of our heads. May the powers of darkness that bring heaviness, oppressing spirits, may they be broken. And may joy and gladness be the portion of your children. For they shall return unto Mount Zion with singing. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Glory to God. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. May you obtain, every one of us, may we obtain gladness and joy. May sorrow and the heaviness of heart be lifted and broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We know you are capable. We commit our souls into your capable hands to deliver us from distress, deliver us from sorrow of heart, as we may not say any longer, why is my soul cast down? But we may say, hope thou in God. And I will yet praise him, for he is my help and the light of my countenance. Glory to God, and he is my God. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's in the room, everyone that's prayed with us. Grace and peace be upon everyone in the name of Jesus. My peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation and distress, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. Now, therefore, there is no more condemnation for those that be in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Glory to God. And so let not the devil remind you of any evil, but be strengthened in the Lord. Glory to God. There is a new day. It is a new day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That was then, but this is now. He said, one thing I know, once I was blind, but now I see. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for removing the scales, for removing the heaviness, for removing the heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Burdens that even the spirit of failure put upon your people. Say, let there be more laden upon them, more burdens, that they will not have time to seek the Lord. Father, we thank you because you lifted those burdens today in the name of Jesus. And you're giving your people the garment of praise. You have anointed us with the oil of joy and gladness on this morning and in throughout this day. For everyone that's here, whether they're morning, noon, or night, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you, Lord, because you are a very present help in the time of need. A very present help in the time of need. He that spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not even with him freely give us all these things, including deliverance from the heaviness of heart, deliverance from the oppressing spirit, deliverance from the loneliness and feeling all alone, and feeling that your problems overweight you, and all the rejection and everything. Lord, we thank you, because you have lifted the heavy burdens, and you're giving grace to everyone in this room today. And may we be strengtheners of hands. May we be confirmers of feeble knees. Hallelujah. Let us be sons and daughters of encouragement. Encourage one another. Glory to God. Let my tongue, be the, pen of a ready writer. Let my speech be with grace and seasoned with salt, that I may know how to speak a word in season to everyone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May the word of God that you have heard this morning be a lifter up for you in the mighty name of Jesus. throughout today, every day of your life. One day at a time. One day at a time. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Isaiah 50 and verse 4 says, the Lord had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. You witness morning by morning. Glory to God. The Lord has opened my ears. And I speak a word to those that are weary here this morning. Power to the weak. Strength to the faint this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lift up the hands that hang down. Strengthen the feeble knees. Heal the lame feet, Lord, that they be not cast out of the way. Let them be healed. In the name of Jesus. Let every head that have been bowed down, let them be lifted up. Let there be the spirit of grace upon every heart here this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.